testing other doctors and all been done.
This is Dr. D'Souza dictating on Fletcher, Richard. Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, Fletcher. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth is 4-24-62. Date of visit is 12-23-24. Please make a copy for... please make a copy for... Dr. Patrick Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and COPD. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 57-year-old obese male with prior history of COPD, asthma, and obstructive sleep apnea, has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness for the past several weeks, and has been on nebulized bronchodilators as well as on a Symbicort inhaler with no significant relief, period. The patient has a cough and brings up very little mucus, denies hemoptysis, denies fevers or chills. He also has had a previous history of severe obstructive sleep apnea, and was advised to use a AutoPAP set up at 4-20 centimeter H2O pressure with a full face mask. The patient is hesitant to start on CPAP, period. His pulmonary functions did demonstrate severe obstructive disease. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history includes history of COVID-19 infection 3 years ago with pneumothorax, which resolved. He also had a cholecystectomy in the past. He has a history of sleep apnea and previous history for pneumonias. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next. Habits. The patient denies smoking or significant alcohol use. Next. Medless. Spiriva. Two puffs daily. Brena, B-R-E-Y-N-A, Brena, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, two puffs BID. Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had a history of lung disease. Mother in good health. Next paragraph. Let's see. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next, system review. The patient complains of shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has heartburn and denies diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations. He has anxiety and depression. He has urinary frequency and flank pains. He has asthmatic attacks. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies seizures, but has headaches. He has dizzy attacks and he has fatigue. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese, middle-aged male, alert, face was flushed, and he's in no acute distress. His blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 105, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 288, saturation 95. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2. I'm sorry, heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is obese, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes are 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is COPD. And number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is depression. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to continue Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. He also will be referred to a pulmonary specialty clinic to see if he could get an Inspire lead set up, since he is not able to tolerate the CPAP mask. He also was advised to lose weight and start with the regular exercise. Continue with a nebulizer with Duonep solution 4 times a day and stop using Spiriva. The patient will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and IgE level. And a copy of his sleep study will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Patrick Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Patrick, thank you.